This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Many hospitals in Colorado are operating at or above capacity with mostly unvaccinated COVID-19 patients. Montrose Memorial Hospital has been above capacity for the last 2 weeks. The hospital has had to hire traveling nurses to fill vacant positions. More Coloradans now have to dial more digits to make a phone call. CPR's Dina Sieg has more.
If you have a 970 or 719 number, you have to dial the full 10 digits to make a call, even if you're just calling down the street. The new dialing procedure, which went into effect Sunday, affects communities outside of Metro Denver. The Federal Communication Commission ordered the change in order to roll out an abbreviated number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline next summer. For now, the number remains the same. If you're experiencing suicidal thoughts, call Colorado Crisis Services at 1-844-493-8255. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
More mountain lions are being spotted in southwest Colorado this year, but it doesn't mean there are more of them, CPR's Paolo Jalcita explains.
There have been 107 sightings of mountain lions across five southwestern counties. That's up from a total of 72 reports last year, and the most sightings in all of Colorado parks and wildlife areas. Officials say the unprecedented number of sightings can be attributed to more people using video doorbell technology. Wildlife officials say more calls are about seeing the lions on home cameras. Only 5 reports in Durango this year have been for lions displaying aggressive behavior. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
About half of Coloradans plan to travel during the holidays, according to a survey from the AAA. Nearly half of them say they will have booked their plans by the end of this month. This is CPR News.